I want to talk to you about dummy auditing step two.
Acknowledgement. Dummy auditing step two, acknowledgement, is the second part of the communication cycle. Now, the actual fact, when you have gotten it, is customary to prove it. You see, the pre-clear says yes, or uh-huh, or does something, and this proves the fact that you've communicated to him. In this whole subject, we could take up such a thing as communication lag. And I'll just mention that in passing to show you that you don't always get a perfect acknowledgement. And communication lag could be the length of time from the moment you ask a question or make a statement to the moment that it is answered or acknowledged. That's the exact length of time that exact question is answered or acknowledged. Now, that would be a communication lag. But right here in dummy auditing step number two, we're not terribly interested in this. It merely enters into doing it. So a communication lag is just a communication lag. And some of you know already about a communication lag, but it is really no part of dummy auditing step two, acknowledgement. It doesn't matter how long one would take in acknowledging. The whole stress of acknowledgement is entirely and completely upon making sure that the preclear receives the auditor's acknowledgement. Now, that is the entire stress. Now, why all this stress on acknowledgement? Well, acknowledgement is a control factor. I'll just let you in on a secret right here at the beginning. If you acknowledge a preclear, well, you will have the preclear under much better control. Now, why? The formula of control is start, change, and stop. Well, we're not particularly worried about that, but you have to know that. You'll run across it soon enough. And that's just this. An acknowledgement is stop. If you said to him, keep going or keep talking, you would not be acknowledging him. The perfect acknowledgement communicates only this. I have heard your communication. And that's all it says. That's all there is to it. I have heard what you said. It signalizes that the preclears or persons, since Scientology applies to life, it's not an auditing room, communication to you has been received. But when you use it as an auditor, you use it also as a control factor. And it says this, your communication has been received, and that is all there is to it, and that is the end of that cycle of action. Thank you. That's what it says, and you have to put that whole intention into a yeah or an okay or anything else you use. It isn't the word, it's the intention that ends it. Your communication has been received, and I have now decided to stop that cycle of communication, and your communication is therefore under my control. Those things which you stop very crudely are things which you control. You have to be able to stop things if you control them. If you cannot control a preclear's communication line, you can't control the preclear. Give me some example of this. Now, let's say we're auditing Mrs. Gottrocks, the wife of the executive manager of flea bite dust powder or something. And she's bored. The only thing wrong with her, and she's crazy. That's the only other thing wrong with her. And she never had anything to do, and she's just been lying around. And she has ailments. So she comes into the auditing room, and she starts to talk to you. She says, Oh, I've been to this place, that place, it costs this much money, that much money, and I've been here, and I've been there, and I've been there, and what's really wrong with me, and what you really should take up is this odd thought. Blah, 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 blah. It's none of your business. The longer you let such a person talk, the less hattiness they have. You actually can actually watch a person run his hattiness right down to the bottom. You can watch him go straight down the ARC tone scale if you keep on letting them talk. Obsessive communication. Obsessive outflow. And the first major use that you will make of this, the first time that you really understand what this acknowledgement is all about, is when somebody starts this on you and starts talking, 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 and you want to get a session started, and you get the intention real good, and you say to them, good. And they stop talking. Your intention was such that they knew that you had received their communication. And if you can do this very well, if you can get that acknowledgement in just right, and if it does exactly what it's supposed to do, very often a person will look at you fixedly and say, you know, I don't think anybody has ever heard me before. Why is this person talking obsessively? Because they're trying to make up in quantity what they lack in audience. There's nobody listening to them. They're not talking to anyone. And you all of a sudden come up with an acknowledgement and say, hey, I heard you. I heard that. You have communicated to me. And that's it now. I don't think I've ever talked to anybody before. Now, it's quite amazing. You don't have to address this to an obsessive outflow. That isn't a general use. That's merely a specialized stunt. And I say that's the first time you will recognize this, because that's the first major effect that you will run into in the outside world with the use of acknowledgement. I have seen an auditor on an obsessive outflow case get down in front of the prequel, fix him with an eye, move his finger back and forth just in front of the prequel's nose and say, good, I heard that. And have the prequel all of a sudden say, ooh. You are there, aren't you? So a good acknowledgement actually can wind up the entire goal of the process, find the auditor. That's how important it is. Now that is a specialized use, stopping a compulsive outflow. Its general use is putting a period to the communication cycle. It ends the moment of time in which you gave the command you learned how to give, we hope, in Dear Alice, Barney. You said something, the preclear heard it, and we understood then that the preclear had heard it, and we said, good. Now, the exact way, Dear Alice, Part B is done, which is dummy auditing step number 2. The exact way that is done is this way. The coach, or person acting as a preclear, takes Dear Alice and reads random phrases out of Dear Alice. And having read the phrase in any old way, we don't care how. We're not disciplining the preclear, you know. We never do that. We merely control them with an inch of their lives. But in this particular case, this person says something out of Alice in Wonderland. And the auditor has to say, good, fine, okay, I heard that, anything, in such a way as to actually convince the person who is sitting there acting as the preclear that he has heard it. Now, we couldn't care less how
the auditor does it. You say, is there a specific way to do this? Yes, there is a specific way to do this. That's to intend that the communication cycle ends at that point and to end it there. Now, anything that you do to make that come about is, of course, legitimate, unless it utterly destroys ARC. But it finishes the cycle of communication. So what could the auditor in this case do? See, there sits the auditor, no book. There sits the preclear with a book, just reversed from the first day. And the preclear is reading, and the Mad Hatter dipped his watch into the teapot. And the auditor says, good. But that ends that, you see. Now, in view of the fact that the preacher is reading a continued story, which goes on sentence after sentence after sentence, the auditor will have a tendency to treat this as in passing. And that's not an acknowledgement. The auditor could say, well, read some more. That's not an acknowledgement. Didn't stop it, did it? Continue. Go ahead. No, you see, that's not an acknowledgement at all. The acknowledgement says stop. Whoa. Air brakes. Period. End. Heard you. You've communicated. That's the end of that moment of time. Final cycle. That's it. You've had it. You get that? That's it. So he's got to say, good, fine, okay, in such a way as to receive the communication in the preclear's eyes. Okay? The preclear's got to know that the auditors received the communication, and that's the only point on which they're coached at first. Then we can start to bear down and say, well, did you acknowledge that preclear's communication? Did you? We could say, as an instructor. And the auditor says, yeah. Did you do a perfect acknowledgement? Oh, certainly. The answer to that would be no. Preclear's still reading, still got the book in his hand, still going on with it, still sitting in the chair, still not in this universe. What is this all about? What are we actually trying to do? Well, we're not trying to reach the ultimate in an acknowledgement, because that would be the end of the universe. If somebody could say yes, good, or okay, with enough intention behind it, all communications of this universe from the moment of its beginning would then be acknowledged totally. Except this would violate the communication form because they weren't all addressed to him, although lots of people think they were. See, that acknowledgement is a stop. Whoa, that ends it. That finishes it. Now, what does the auditor actually feel called upon to do? Well, he feels called upon to put a period to that cycle of communication. It actually started, you see, yesterday with the auditor's praise to the preclear. And then the preclear signified with some kind of a wince or a grunt or something that it had been heard. And then the auditor says, well, that's the end of that. Good. Fine. And finished that, you see? And we're just doing the other side of it. We're doing these in parts so that you get used to handling each one of these parts, and we'll do them all together later on. But an acknowledgement ends the cycle of the communication which you read about in Dianetics 1955. And that is the Joe-Bill-Bill-Joe cycle. Good, says the auditor. Well, this is fantastic. I mean, if you got good enough at this, traffic cop would drive up and say something to you, and you would acknowledge the fact that he had spoken, and he would simply get back on his bike or go back to the station house or in his badge and retire. He said, be the end of that. That would be it. As a matter of fact, it actually staggers people to have an acknowledgement received. You know, an acknowledgement come to them. Staggers them. They, to really get it through. People who are having a hard time and so forth particularly. But it's a good thing, and it's very therapeutic for a person to know that he's been acknowledged. I know now that you will be around in the local stores and maybe stopping a pedestrian on the street, suddenly looking at them and saying, good. Acknowledge them. And you will have some fantastic things occur if you did that. Acknowledgement is a very, very powerful 16-inch gun in the communication formula. And you shouldn't use it sparingly. You should use it to end cycles of communication. I hope you learn to do that very, very well. Thank you.